We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joining us here in this next segment is Wayne Cruzy. He is the president of the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, and he's got a special event coming up here later this month. Wayne, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Brandon. It's great to talk to you as well.
We have a concert we're going to talk about here at the end of the month. We've been hearing the ads here on K-Man for it, and this is exciting because the Beach Boys are coming to Kansas.
America's favorite band, as they're billed. The Beach Boys are coming to Marshall County, that's correct. They're performing in Alcove Spring Historic Park, which is just 6 miles south of Marysville or 6 miles north of Blue Rapids. It's this 250-acre park that's basically been untouched. So you still see the swales from the Oregon Trail. It's just majestic. And so the Beach Boys are performing in front of this natural bluff. And so there'll be the stage, the great music, this great ambiance, drinks, food vendors. It's going to be a great, great night.
It's coming up on July 31st here, south of Marysville. And getting an act like the Beach Boys out here in this part of the world, that's a nice get here for our region.
That is true. That's part of the Arts Cooperative's mission. Our goal is to unite our county through the arts. We want to make sure that everyone has access to the arts, no matter where you live. And so we work to make sure that no matter who the artist is, they come to our area to perform for us in our backyard. And so it's really exciting when acts like the Beach Boys make a stop with us.
And those that are familiar with the songs, you know, there's Surfing USA, there's Kokomo.
California Girls, Help Me Rhonda, Barbara Ann, Good Vibrations, Wouldn't It Be Nice? And the list goes on and on. My whole family's coming, so my folks are coming, and my brother, his wife, and my three nieces are coming. And my nieces, the twins are 13, and the other one's 11, and they're so excited. And I said to my brother, I said, now, Justin, you know, I'm glad they were so excited, but I couldn't quite figure out, you know, how they got introduced to the Beach Boys. And Justin said, Wayne, how many dance recitals have you sat through with us? You know, that's where the girls started to hear their songs, and so they're used to dancing to them, and they love to hear them, and now they get to hear them live. And of course, my folks, you know, they were Beach Boys fans when the Beach Boys came out. So when Dad got wind that we were talking about bringing the Beach Boys here, I remember him calling me and saying, you know, go for that. I will definitely be there. So when I look at our ticket holders and talk to some of them, one of the things that has become really apparent is our ticket holders span ages. You know, we have a lot of grandparents who are bringing their grandkids, like our family. And then we have class reunions that are happening at the concert. The Marysville High School class of 2011 is holding their class reunion at the Beach Boys concert. And then, of course, some that are older than that. So it's going to be quite a mix of people.
And, you know, it's great because people are, I think, itching to get back and go see live music in person. And in addition to the Beach Boys, this is kind of an all-day event here. You'll have several musicians on the stage.
Brandon, you're getting over 7 hours of live music. So the gates to the park open at 3, and then Brighton Stahl takes the stage at 4:30, and he's playing what he calls beachy tunes. Then one of our other favorite bands, the Big Time Grain Company, we brought them here a couple years ago. They're a high-energy country band. They're going to take the main stage at 6. And then, of course, the headlining band, the Beach Boys, they'll hop on at 7:30 and play for over 2 hours straight. And then, just when you think the night's over, it's not. Because this really fun 80s cover band called Live Circuit, they'll be our after-party. So if some people want to leave right away, they sure can, but we're hoping some people are going to stick around, so not everyone's leaving at the same time, to kind of ease the traffic congestion. So like I said, over 7 hours of live music, lots of different food and drink vendors. We're serving everything from Cajun chicken to 100% bison burgers, brats, smoked chicken, pork chops on a stick, We have over 25 flavors of snow cones that's coming from Scarecrow's Snow Cones in Wamego, Ma and Pa's Kettle Corn, drinks from Kansas Territory Brewing, homemade lemonade, you name it.
Awesome. That all sounds great. And what a nice opportunity. As far as getting tickets, how do people go about doing that?
Yeah, there are several different ways. Maybe the easiest is to hop on our website, mcactickets.com. So Marshall County Arts Cooperative is a presenting organization, so mcactickets.com. They can always call us at 785-859-4260. Or if you're in Marysville, you can always go to the main branch of the United Bank and Trust. They're our headlining sponsor, and they're selling tickets for us at the bank. So if you like to do things in person, you can go there. They're located at the corner of 9th Street and Broadway. So really three different ways. MCACtickets.com. Call us at 785-859-4260 or go to the main branch of United Bank and Trust in Marysville.
Okay, great. Man, the Beach Boys, it's one of those bucket list bands for a lot of people to go see because they are still touring and, you know, God willing, they'll tour for as long as they can. Mike Love, I know, is one of the original members of the band. He kind of is the leader of this whole thing. Who else will be there with him from the band?
I'll answer that question, but you just kind of reminded me of something that when I was looking at the people who are coming, that is what intrigues us, Brandon. It's such an interesting group of people that are coming in for the concert, all the way from California to Connecticut to Texas to Colorado. It's so curious to see all the people that are coming to Marshall County. Obviously, some of those folks have connections to our county, but a lot of them are coming because they want to see the Beach Boys. So this performance, the Beach Boys are led by Mike Love and Bruce Johnston, and then they've got about seven other people that are playing with them. In this show, Brian Wilson isn't in this one, but it's the Mike Love and Bruce Johnston group.
Okay. Well, that's still a great opportunity here for folks to come check it out. This is these guys are one of a kind. They're one of the most influential bands of the 20th century. Right up there with the Beatles. I'd kind of put
absolutely
them neck and neck.
True story.
Yeah. Well, it's what a great opportunity here. As you mentioned, the backdrop there, the venue is just perfect. You probably want to maybe get your seat early, though, if you're coming out. Do you have assigned seating for that?
So you buy an area. If you want to see the Beach Boys up close, you'll buy the front row seats, which are called Pit Experience. In the middle, it's mid-park. And then in the back is general admission. So you buy an area, and then within that area, you can sit wherever you want. You can rent chairs from us for $2, or you can bring your own.
Okay, got it. Marshall County Arts Cooperative sponsoring this concert on July 31st, the Beach Boys and several others. So we'll be Beach Boys are the headliner here. What a great opportunity. Is there anything else maybe we haven't touched on you want to get across?
Well, yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head earlier. People are just itching to get out and to have fun with their friends or their family or their classmates, and this is just an ideal opportunity. We've hosted Kansas there. We've hosted the Topeka Symphony at Alcove Spring Park, and it's once you get into the park, I mean, you don't see, like, technology. You just see beautiful trees. You hear great music. And you just see people laughing and having fun. It's just a stellar experience. So we're inviting everyone to come spend Saturday, July 31st with us to hear over 7 hours of live music. MCACtickets.com or call us at 785-859-4260.
All right. Well, Wayne, we really appreciate you telling us a little bit more about this, and we hope folks will enjoy the Beach Boys July 31st.
We hope so too, Brandon. Thanks so much. It was great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well. Again, that's Wayne Cruzy, president of the Marshall County Arts Cooperative here. Beach Boys, July 31st out at Alcove Spring Historic Park, Blue Rapids. Check it out.
Got it.
We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.